Offense, when you go no huddle and you just seem to pick up a first down when there were a couple of three and outs, that everything just kind of starts flowing.
Right. It's all about getting in a rhythm, the timing, everyone in sync, everyone on the same page. And then, you know, it comes down to just outright executing, you know, and I think that's, we talk about it day one as far as being fundamentally sound. Obviously, it starts with the fundamentals and making the most of those situations.
Surprised that there were a lot of communication issues, either forced timeouts or some other situation?
Well, you know, something that, you know, we've discussed as a staff, and we made our corrections, something that we'll continue to improve and work on each and every week. And we'll certainly learn from you know, this past game's performance and grow from it so that the next time we get that opportunity, we'll be better.
What do you think of the O-line play for a group that, I don't want to say it was thrown together, but, you know, short on in-game reps?
They did a really nice job for us. You know, you talk about the pass protection, the run game. They did a really nice job for us. We just got to continue to improve, and that's always the goal. Coach McCarthy talks about it every week as far as how do we improve, how do we get better. And we have certain areas that we target each and every week that we want to improve on, and we'll continue to do that. And that's really the goal, just to get better.
Is it hard to build a run game early in the year, I'm wondering?
Hard to build it early in the year.
Limited practice reps and all that. I mean, is it kind of a work in progress to start the year, do you think?
No, I think we've, you know, committed quite a bit of time throughout the off season, as well as, you know, preseason football, and now we get an opportunity to do it in real live games. And I think our guys are committed to what's necessary to be successful in that area. And, you know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but the truth of the matter is it always starts in the classroom. That's the starting point, and what we're able to get done out on the practice field where you work those fundamentals, you work the technique, and you be fundamentally sound, then you apply them to what you've studied, what you've seen on tape from your opponents, and make the most of it.
Andrew, what jumps out at you about Minnesota's defense when you start looking at it?
Fundamentally sound. And, you know, you see those guys play with tremendous energy, and they're extremely disciplined.
What about an alignment standpoint? I mean, it seems like do they do a good job disguising things? Do they...
Yeah, again, you know, they're, you know, extremely fundamentally sound. They're well coached. It shows up on tape, and they obviously have playmakers at multiple positions.
Edgar, you've been a player on the field before, obviously. You know what it's like to get your number called. I'm curious with that fourth and one for Lane Taylor to run it. And I know he got help from David Bakhtiari. I know Randall Cobb had a good block on the play. But early in the game, for him to get his number called, for him to have a successful play like that, how much can that bolster your confidence and push you through the game?
You said it best. It helps in confidence, no doubt about that. You know, for us to be in that position, fourth and one, and we go for it, you know, it speaks volumes, not just for one individual player, but for the entire offense, the confidence that we have in that unit to go out and get it done. I think it paid dividends.
Thing where we want to show our faith in this guy. He's new. We want to show that we've got the ultimate trust in him. And is that something that goes into that play call?
Well, I think it's more the unit than the individual. It's never really about, you know, one person in particular. It's more about the unit. It's about the whole. And I think each and every guy has a responsibility. And you know, it's about doing your job, you know, to the highest level, to the highest degree. And I think he was one that certainly got his job done, among others, to make that play successful.
Ed, you're getting back the idea of getting that first down. Mm-hmm. Does it feel any different on the sidelines? I mean, when you move that chains the first time, is it like, okay, you know, do you feel like, okay, here we go? Or is there any different feel to just get that first one?
Again, it helps with confidence. It kind of gets you in a rhythm. It helps with the overall tempo to kind of get you going. And that's, yeah, absolutely, that's certainly key.
Hey, Hector, I remember you and Dorsey closing out more than your share of games in the four-minute offense. As an offensive coordinator, you know, when everybody in the place knows you're running, how frustrating is it or disappointing is it when you can't slam the door?
You know, again, you always want to, you know, we talk about controlling the controllables, and that's something that, you know, obviously as a unit we address, we talk about as far as closing games out with four-minute offense and being fundamentally sound in those type situations. So that's something that we'll continue to work on. We'll continue to improve and emphasize to make sure that we're all on the same page so that when we get an opportunity to close the game out, we'll get it done.
I mean, touchdowns are great. All the other things you can do on offense are great. But is there a better feeling than having a lead? You know the other team wants to get the ball back to have a chance to beat you, and you never let them get the ball. I mean, is that, as a player and as a coach, is that one of those really good feelings?
Oh, definitely. You know, but the greatest feeling is winning and being a part of that. And that's, you know, that's something that you can't take away from, you know, this situation. You know, you go down there and you play in those type conditions, those type elements, and our team showed that true grit, battling through it, and coming away with the win. I mean, it speaks volume.
You know, Mark led off with the point that you guys either got a first down and score or you didn't. You know, punted. Is the offense going to be a work in progress just because of you all, the line changes, and Aaron didn't play much, and Jordy didn't play at all? Is that just my way it's going to be here for a bit, do you think?
No, I don't believe that. I think, you know, as far as each situation is different. And, again, it comes down to just, you know, our being fundamentally sound in those situations. So I think it's really more about that. You know, some of the positive takeaways from the game, you kind of go back and you kind of look at the fact that, you know, something we take extremely, you know, pride in is protecting the football, good decision-making. Guys were fundamentally sound in protecting the football as far as how they carry the ball. That showed up. You know, you go back and you look at the 2-minute drive. That was a key drive in the game. And so you take quite a bit of positives that came out of the game. You saw guys breaking tackles and making the most of their opportunities. That's something that we talk about all the time. In order to get the big production, the explosive gains. So those are something that we'll continue to emphasize week in and week out.
Speaking of positives, and then, you know, I don't think we're trying to be too negative with you. With Devontae, mm-hmm. Did you consider the one deep ball? Does that get chalked up as a drop for you guys?
Playmaking opportunity. You know, again, it goes down into the, you know, you get an opportunity to make the play. You know, we expect our guys to make the play. You know, similar situation in the throw Aaron made and the play that Devontae made with the defender draped over him. So, you know, it just comes down to making plays, making most of those opportunities.
I was going to say the flip side of it is the play he makes on the touchdown. How big of a deal is that for a guy who had his ups and downs last year?
You know, again, it speaks towards confidence. And the goal is always to just be consistent, and that's something that, again, not just one individual player, but the entire unit. Our goal is to continue to improve and to be consistent.
You've seen Aaron make a lot of good throws. I don't know if you have a rankings, but I mean, that's got to be one of his best ones ever, isn't it? That touchdown pass, considering someone's got him in by the jerseys.
You know, he has quite a few, so it's really hard to rank him. You know, because I've seen him make so many great throws, and that's, you know, that's that God-given, you know, talent that he has, and also giving the guys those opportunities to go up and make those plays for him. So, you know, certainly, you know, that's a throw that he can make. He's comfortable with making that throw and putting our guys in position to make plays.